Andrew Colton. We continue to watch the situation, if you can even call it that anymore, seems to have gone on for so long now, involving the potential, I stress the potential, indictment of former President Donald Trump in New York. A little more perspective this morning. We say good morning to political strategist Lauren Doherty. She's with Young Americans for Liberty. Hey, Lauren, good morning. The first question I've got for you is, we just get started here. Did you expect this delay of game? Are you kind of surprised, or are there tea leaves that you're reading as to why nothing ended up happening yesterday?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. I mean, I think all of us are in this stage now where we just don't know what to expect next, because this thing has dragged on for so long. There's so many layers. We're told that, there's multiple things under investigation, and we're kind of left to speculate on the details until they're revealed to us at some future date. So I think all of us just need to expect the unexpected here.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the thing. And, you know, I mean, look, you know, we're as guilty as anybody else in the media, although I will say that Donald Trump kind of brought on all of this coverage himself by announcing over the weekend that he was going to be, you know, arrested on Tuesday, which, of course, never ended up happening. Every day that goes on, do you think that there is more of a possibility that nothing's going to happen in this specific case? And I'm only talking about the Stormy Daniels case, nothing else?
I think there's a possibility of that. I think this could go either direction at this point. And, Trump is very good at staying in the media. He likes that. That's one of his great talents. And so I'm sure that however things unfold, he will use things to his benefit media-wise. And I think, you know, him making the prediction a few days ago was probably a very calculated decision and risk on his part, trying to stay ahead of this thing and maximize it for his benefit.
So, Lauren, let me ask you this. So for several years, Republican Party and Donald Trump were synonymous. You couldn't seem to have one without the other. Now we're in a world where certainly Donald Trump is, dare I say, affiliated with the Republican Party, a lot of attention now being paid on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. So some of the anger that we would have heard when there were attacks, when there were allegations, accusations involving Donald Trump, it almost seems to me as if it's scaled back just a little bit, because this is no one's looking at this and saying this is anti-Republican. They're looking at this and saying this is anti-Donald Trump. How do you square the two in terms of Young Americans for Liberty?
Well, I think there is more diversity in the field of Republican politics now than there was a few years ago, just like you said. And so, my biggest concern in all of this is that we must have a justice system that is fair for everybody, right? Whether they're the former president of the United States or, you know, random citizen like you or me, right? Fairness in our justice system must be one of our most prioritized American values. And so what I think we should all, you know, people from all backgrounds should care about that, right? Because that is one of the key things that protects all of us and that makes the United States exceptional and unique, the idea that the justice system is fair for all of us. So, you know, I hope very much that the system is fair in this for former President Trump the way we would want it to be fair to us.
So to flip that, I've got about a minute left here, but just to flip that for a minute, you know, by the same token, and not singling out Donald Trump, but you don't want somebody to get a pass just because
Correct.
Of who they are. So I think that works two ways. Is that fair to say?
Oh, I absolutely agree. You know, there should be no one who's above the law, even the former president, right? And so fairness means fairness, right? And so I think that the American public should rally behind that idea. And, DAs all across the country, vast majority of them are elected. There's potential for politics in lots of different things handled by DAs. They're very important roles, and we need to make sure we hold them accountable to doing the fair and right thing, whether they're in Manhattan or Texas or Wyoming.
Lauren, good stuff.
So I think that is the great lesson.
We appreciate your insight, rational approach to everything that's going on. We appreciate it. Lauren Doherty, she's with Young Americans for Liberty. She's a political strategist and joining us live this morning. 720.